Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Lisa Wallet. Now that's what I call wallentainment.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We like her more than a smidge, it's Kelly Cartledge.
Better than Taboo. It's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Nancy, cease and desisto. We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. It's me, Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Great, thanks. Great, thanks. Hump day, Wednesday. Actually, I'm not great because this episode of Vanderpump Rules really triggered me. You know, it sort of reminds me of last week. You were really in amazing, I don't want to say rare form because it wasn't rare form, but you were just... You just let loose on the Vanderpump Rules episode last week. We had a lot of listeners say that it instantly rose to the upper echelons of like best Crappens episodes of all time, and I fully agree. And you were fired up this week. I mean, I don't know if I will ever be as fired up as you were last week, but I am actually quite fired up this week. So you know, the rage train just continues on Vanderpump Rules.
Well, there you go. So we'll be saying fuck you to a lot more people today. Thanks for joining. We're on Crappens On Demand today, which means we're on video again with Vanderpump Rules. So if you want to see those, become a Patreon member. It's also where you get our bonus episodes, videos, I don't know, lots of stuff. Also, we are still going around doing live shows. We've only got one this month, which is our slowest month since we started this, I think. We're doing one show. We're going to be in Salt Lake City on the 19th. And we're going to be recapping the season premiere. Oh, wait. What are we recapping there? We don't know.
I don't know.
I'm thinking of Charleston. Because then, the next month, we're going to be in Charleston recapping Real Housewives of New York, the season premiere. Yeah. And that month, we're also going to be in Orlando, Madison, Wisconsin, Oklahoma City as well. Okay?
Yeah.
And then after that, we're going to be in Asbury Park, New Jersey, and Washington, D.C., San Francisco, San Diego. And then we're going to Toronto, Boston, and Louisville. So to get those tickets, go over to watchwhatcraftens.com. And that's that for that.
Yeah.
As for today, welcome back to Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. Wow. So last week on Vanderpump Rules, Brittany and Jax pretended like they had no idea that their pastor was saying all sorts of homophobic and transphobic things until they were called out by it by the viewers, really. And then Tom Sandoval wanted to pull Jax aside and be like, dude, you gotta like be smart about this stuff, dude. And then Jax turned it around on Tom and made it that you're not supporting my wedding. Fuck you. Why can't you be happy for me? Which is the most annoying trait that people who are engaged can can have is that. Like, why can't you be happy?
Yeah, why can't you just be happy for me? What is this, like a week after Tom just threw him a huge Miami party and rented a boat and all this stuff? None of this that Jax pays for, of course. You know, this is everybody else planning and doing all of this shit. And Jax is just like, you can't be happy for me.
I know. Enough. Enough. We don't need that. Okay. Like, you are literally a bride and a groom, and you're having a televised wedding. You have so much attention that's lavished on you already. I'm sure there are plenty of, you know, I'm sure there's an article, a flowery article in People magazine to say, like, look at the first pics of their wedding. You know, they have a lot of happiness coming towards them. And the fact that they are still gluttons for more is just, it's obnoxious.
Oh, there's lots of flowery articles. I did some little searches because I was, you know, I'm just watching Vanderpump Rules. And I was like, you know, I think sometimes it's good to go down memory lane, you know, and read about Jack's lying about his military service. That was a real fun one. Or to remember exactly what his sugar daddy status was with that guy from Miami while he's questioning someone else's sexuality on this show when he was like gay for pay pretty blatantly. So, you know, I had a really good day of flowery articles.
Yeah, yeah, lots of flower articles. Fuck Jackson Brittany, really.
So we open this episode with Stassi coming to Tom and Katie's.
Yeah.
And Schwartz is like, you have a key to the house or what? And she's like, it was open this time. I didn't have to use it. Where's dog? Like,
yeah, where's dog? And so I almost started to be like, really another dog named Dog? But instead, it's one of my other pet peeves, no pun intended, truly. Tom has a very sad lizard that he's named Dog. I don't know why he would do that to a lizard. The poor lizard's going to have an identity crisis. I think I just said last week on the show, right, that one of my pet peeves is when people name their animals different animals, like a dog that's named Bear. I just said that on the, it was on Summer House, about Jules with her, was it Summer House? No, Shaw's with the paper out. So here it is, another terrible example, a lizard named Dog.
A lizard named Dog. And Tom's worried because Dog hasn't eaten since he got him. Well, listen, don't keep him in the same room as Katie, okay? It's got to be difficult to used to watching some angry girl just chug down Hidden Valley every night, okay? Give the lizard a fighting chance.
Also, maybe don't feed the lizard Skittles and, like, leave a little, like, trail of candy wrappers around for the lizard, okay? Give it what it wants, like a fly. I don't know. I don't know what it eats, but that's what it needs.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you put anything in a box with Katie. You know, you're basically putting it in the box in the valley, you know, with Katie. Of course it's fucking depressed. You're lucky that lizard hasn't just banging its head up the side of the fucking aquarium or whatever.
This was definitely a Katie lizard. Like, you know that this lizard was going around to other lizards and being like, that's a convenient narrative. And everyone's like, ugh, Katie lizard. I'm sorry, my
Katie
name's
expression.
Dog now.
It does make Katie expression, you know, because Katie, she's like blown up her lips a lot and she just keeps going with her lips, sticking her lips out, like her I told you so lips. And Dog does have I told you so lips. And you know what? It's not really fair to hate someone's pet just because you hate the owner. But I'm sorry. Fuck that dog. Okay. Fuck that lizard. Sorry.
Fuck that lizard.
Katie's. Okay.
You know what?
You should have been adopted by somebody better, Dog.
We all know that lizard has a hipster record player and it's like, guys, guess what I just got on vinyl? And everyone's like, we don't care. We're lizards.
Yeah. It's like, I got a record player from Urban Outfitters, guys. You're like, oh, God, you're really on the, you've really got your finger on the pulse, Dog.
Yeah. Way to go, lizard named Dog. You have Debbie Harry on vinyl. Wow. You know Blondie. Congratulations.
Music kills Dog.
Yeah. Yep. So they put this lizard on Stassi's shoulder, which meant that we got like half a scene of Stassi talking with like a languid lizard on her shoulder being like, why? I know I'm a kitty lizard, but even I don't deserve this right now.
It was actually a step up from the usual pirate sleeves that we get with Stassi. So I'm going to give it a good review. Best thing you've worn this season.
The lizard accessory. It's great luck. Great luck.
So he's like, oh, my lizard's depressed. Can you talk to him, Stassi? You were depressed for a while. So they start talking about Tom, basically.
I think so. I was actually massively distracted by the lizard because I actually had to go back and watch a few times because they'd be talking and I just started looking at the lizard like she has a lizard on her shoulder right now, like a big yellow lizard. It's very distracting. Dog.
So, I mean, it's basically like Lala in 10 years. It's like a big fat lizard on her arm. you know. So Tom is showing his suit, his wedding suit, and Stassi's like, so like you're the only best man now, or? And Katie's like, yeah. Do you know that if Tom Sandoval picked up his suit? And he's like, yeah, I mean, Tom really wanted to seem woke, but like at whose expense? I like that. Like it's just a huge diss. Like, wow, somebody actually gave a shit about the rights of, you know, LGBTQ LVP people. Crazy. Yeah.
LGBTQ LVP people, is that what he said? I know. I was like, oh, yeah, he just wanted to be woke. You know, by the way, is that really a bad thing? I guess he wanted to seem woke. But the thing is that Tom's track record is excellent. It's excellent. He, like, full-on was, like, bawling about the Pulse nightclub shooting. He was a wonderful ally to Billy Lee. Like, it's not inauthentic. He was truly annoyed. And on top of that, his girlfriend is bi, and he has a lot of gay friends. And he was truly angry about this pastor, which is well within his rights. And on top of everything else, the way that he was talking to Jax, he wasn't hectoring Jax and saying you got to get rid of this guy, you're homophobic, blah 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 blah. He was trying to tell Jax, hey, like, you can't have your head in the sand about this shit. And head in the sand wall. But the thing is that, like, and that's not a bad conversation to have. That is actually a respectful conversation. And it's a conversation you have when you're looking out for your friends and you're trying to help your friends. It's not a conversation to make you try to seem woke for the cameras. He doesn't have to do that, okay? And no one's looking for people to be woke. People are just looking for people to do the right thing. And Jax is the one who cut it off prematurely before the point of the entire conversation could be made and spun it into a pity party for him and his stupid wedding in a castle.
Yeah, he's Tom was just saying, why does it take you talking to Lisa Vanderpump? Like, why does she have to step in? That's all he said. But yeah. Jax has been waiting for this reason this whole season. Reason for the season. It's like the Trixie season. Monocle song to go for Tom. And that was it. You know, the minute Tom said that, he jumped up and ran and tattled to everybody else to get everybody screaming and yelling. Went and fucked with Brittany while she's already sitting there sobbing because people are mean on Instagram. And his fault. But Stassi's
still defending, you know, Brittany and Jax, and she's like, you know, Sandoval, he came at Brittany and basically said they only got rid of their pastor because Lisa made a statement, not because they actually felt that way. I'm like, well, as we can tell, that's exactly what happened. I mean, if they really felt that way, I mean, why was this not taken care of 6 months ago?
Yeah, that is what happened. Sorry. I mean, I know you guys are going to try and rewrite your history or whatever, but it's on camera, you dopes.
And Stassi's like, Brittany was literally sitting there sobbing. I'm like, guess when else Brittany's been sobbing? When she found out there was no more Asiago bread at Subway. Like, she cries over everything. It's not a big deal. She cried when she saw a sign at the club, okay?
So yeah, for her to be crying. She was waiting for her bread basket to be filled at Olive Garden, okay?
Literally.
Like when she ran out of fucking wing sauce.
Yeah, if she has an opportunity to cry because people are trying to ruin this wedding for her, she will take it. So, you know, her sobbing is immaterial.
Well, she sure does take it. She sobs every scene she's in this episode. So let's go, let's go over to Brittany and Jax, who are sitting with Sherry and her new face, the face that Jax built over
at... I didn't think she had a new face. I didn't see it.
Yeah, she's got a new face. Someone posted on Instagram. Someone said, wow, she's really got a glow up. And it posted her from a couple of years ago in this year. You know, Jax, you know, buying babies and faces for everybody he can. He's just such a giver.
And that's what he likes in a person, as we found out. I'm just glad that she's no longer using, you know, whiteout as a lipstick. So, so they're going over table seating and everything. And Jax is basically, his plan is to, he's going to demote Tom Sandoval. Because he's like, he hasn't called me. He hasn't called me in 4 days. And like, if he was concerned, he would have called me. Like, what is there to be concerned about? Why would Tom be concerned about you? You were the one who acted irrational and ridiculous and hired a bigoted pastor.
So then he's like, yeah, things have been dwindling between Tom and I for the past year. And then we see the reunion clip. Jax was so furious that Tom was standing up for James. And then we come back and he's like, well, he stopped responding to my text, which was proven to be a lie when on camera.
Yes.
Again, you accused him of that and he showed the text. He didn't show up to my LA bachelor party. Yeah, but
he's with his family in St. Louis.
He planned and threw the entire Miami party and the boat. And then he started this thing with my pastor. He didn't start a thing with your pastor, okay? Do you need me to sit here and read all the shit that's come out of your fucking bullshit pastor's mouth? Because I will, okay?
Yeah.
And trans people shouldn't have the right to pee, okay? By the way. And this time, Sandoval has crossed the line, and I'm done.
Yeah, this is classic sort of like narcissist behavior, and I say that as someone who has no license to say that, but I'm still going to say that this is classic narcissist behavior where basically Jax is turning himself into the victim again. He's like, if Sandoval says, I'm sorry I handled that wrong, I'll be like, you're welcome to come to the party. How come he can't? How come Jax can't text Sandoval and say, I'm sorry I handled that wrong? Because as far as we saw, Jax is the one who went flying off the handle, okay?
Well, also, Jax can't even like lie and then keep that lie going for one scene. So Brittany's like, well, I mean, I'm definitely pissed at Sandoval, but I'm worried, basically, that people are going to be mad that they're kicking out Tom, right? And he's like, I don't care. And she's like, but obviously they mean something to us or they wouldn't be at the wedding. And he goes, do you see me upset about it? I'm not upset about that. Okay, oh, listen to this. So then we stop at Sir before we go to dinner, and Tom goes like this to me. He goes, you know, Jax, I'm sorry, I handled that wrong. And I'm like, you know what? I'm like, well, you're welcome to come to the wedding. So he did apologize.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying. So he didn't text you, but he literally came right up to you and said, hey, I'm sorry, I handled that wrong. So what are you bitching about? You can't even keep your lies straight for one scene, dude. He already apologized.
I know. So so now we go over to Ariana and Tom, and Ariana's talking about it, and she's like, you know what? Like, you were screamed at, and then Jax ran his little ass back to them because he needed backup. And basically, they're like, they're kind of like in a fuck Jax kind of place and can't blame them because fuck Jax.
Yeah. And Tom's like, yeah, I'm bringing up issues about someone being homophobic and transphobic, and your response is to hit me? And Ariana's doing Brit's voice. She's like, kick his ass! Kick it!
Yeah.
Kick his ass!
Exactly. And then Ariana's basically, Ariana kind of says what you said last week. She's like, Brittany might say that she's living her version of a fairy tale, but I don't know any fairy tales where the princess encourages the prince to commit aggravated assault.
Yeah.
Sketch comedy.
I mean, we do know one where the prince like totally made out with a sleeping person, which I don't know that was great. But,
great.
You know, he wasn't convincing other people to like beat up people, I guess.
Yeah. The point is this. It's last week you said that Brittany is the person that the princess is trying to persevere, you know, from above or whatever. Whatever the preposition is that goes with persevere, that's what I mean. So anyway, so Tom again clarifies that he's still mad that it took them so long to get rid of the pastor thing. And I think that's a viable complaint. I mean, look, am I happy that they ditched the pastor? Yes. I mean, something is better than nothing. But the fact that they're like not even willing to hear how that pastor may have hurt their very closest friend, the fact that they're basically taking the side of the pastor in a sense. I know it's sort of weird to say the side of the pastor because it's not totally a side issue, but like they kind of are prioritizing the pastor and the pastor's feelings over Tom and Ariana. And Tom is the friend of 20 years, is the closer person. It's fucked up.
And Jax, so back to Jax and Brittany, he's like, well, what are you going to do about Ariana? And she's like, well, I haven't talked to her yet. I'm not just going to be like, you're not in my wedding, but she hadn't said anything to me. That hurts my feelings. He's like, yeah? Because it's not your duty to go to her. It's up to her to come to you. And she's like, yeah, she should be coming to me, and that's what I'm upset about. And he actually goes, that's what adults do. Be mature.
He's like literally jerking off under the table as they speak. She's like, we are literally making our wedding plans right here. Did anyone see we're making wedding plans? Because I'm getting married. And I literally can only talk about Sandoval and Ariana right now. It's upsetting. It's upsetting. I mean, again, she's now acting like a victim because her table, her seating arrangement plans are being interrupted by the situation that her own fiance created. Like, now the table seating plans are a sacred moment that have to be filled with joy and love. What is wrong with this woman?
Yeah, you gotta have it together when you're getting married in Versailles.
I know.
And so she's crying again, and the mom's like, it'll get turned around, honey. It'll be okay. Now, can we get me another neck lift? Really appreciated all this work you all have done for me. Okay.
And then Brittany goes, I'm just trying to focus on the good and the fact that I get to marry my best friend, but people won't let us. I'm like, people won't let you focus on the good and that you're marrying your best friend. It's all you talk about. It's literally all you talk about. You are not a victim in this wedding here, okay? You're getting a wedding that is probably partially paid for, if not fully paid for, by Bravo, okay? So enjoy that. You're the one who's choosing to create drama and then cry about it. I mean, literally at the club in Miami, you created a stupid drama and then cried over pizza afterwards, which we've all done. But it's worse when you do it.
She don't play no games. She don't play no games. And it's Lala, who literally only plays games. It's like, okay, so Lala and Randall at their mansion in Bel Air. And here we are, Rams, first time on television.
Well, first time on Vanderpump Rules, because we did see him on Flipping Out, which is where I'm assuming the footage of their house undergoing renovations came from. I think they poached from Flipping Out a little bit.
Yeah. So he's like, oh yeah, we're doing a little backdoor stuff today, huh, kid? Because she's putting the pool chairs in an upright position. It's like, yep, she's working hard back there. It's like, yeah, we're doing that today, huh?
Yeah.
And she's like, I am engaged to my showmate, Randall Emmett. He's kind. He's generous. He makes me feel on a daily basis that I am the best person in the world.
People don't realize how hard Rand works, but he is digging tunnels under the earth all the time. All the time. Digging little, adorable tunnels with his fellow friends down there. Okay? So she's basically talking about how they're doing a renovation and they gutted the house, like stuff that, you know, like no one ever,
yeah, no
like,
one cares.
Oh, like, wow, I wonder how Lala's house is. I wonder if they renovated and had to gut it. I can only imagine. This is our last renovation. Okay, great. We'll see you next time when there's another renovation.
Unless we're just talking about my face, in which case I will continue to pull tractors into the driveway and just do random shit to my face just because, even though I'm 20 years old and need nothing done to my face because I'm thin and gorgeous.
So they're talking about, it's Randall saying how Jax has been hitting him up on text and that they have a friendship. He's like, well, he's closest to my age and we laugh and have a lot of fun, which I don't know. There's something weird about that. There's definitely like a Randall, I think, probably wants to feel young and cool by hanging out with Jax, and then Jax wants free shit, right? Like, I think it's pretty obvious, this relationship.
Well, yeah, I mean, Rand's kind of used to that, right? I mean, he's marrying one who's sitting there. What was Lala just calling Rand and texting Rand all those years because he's like adorable and fun? No, give me a break. So he's used to that. So he's like, yeah, bought another friend, babe. So what's up with that? He's like, yeah, you know, he said he's real upset with Sandoval. And I told him I'll check with him tonight because, you know, I didn't get all the details. And she's like, yeah, it was really fucking bad, Rand. He's like, that sucks, babe. She's like, unless Sandoval deeply apologizes, which he seems incapable of, this will not be fixed anytime soon.
This will be worse than the box office receipts for Gotti, a movie that just America wasn't ready for. So then we go over to Lisa's house, and so Brett comes by. Brett, the personal trainer / bartender. He is also now released from probation. He's getting his interviews again. And so Lisa comes by, like she's traveled all the way up to this house, and Lisa arrives in like a full dress, and she's like, oh, Brett, you're going to hate me. My foot still hurts a little bit so much. You know, that's what happens to your foot when a whole heap of betrayal has landed on it. It hurts. Hurts my foot.
He's like, then why are you walking in heels, Lisa? Yeah. Everything he says, he's like, hey, yeah. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming down to the dinner theater, boys.
Yeah, he definitely gives me some male escort vibes, for sure. The way he sort of smiles. I mean, like urban, not urban,
Chili's Cowboy.
Midnight Cowboy. Chili's Cowboy.
Yeah, he's like a Chili's host, you know, who's always like, hey, how are you? Like, it's too much. And yeah. A whore, like, mixed in. For sure.
So, I love that, by the way, that he went up to this mansion. It's not easy to get to those mansions in the hills. It's like you add another 10 or 15 minutes onto your drive to get up the winding roads, and it's winding, and it's hard. Like, you can do like one car at a time. So he went up there to train Lisa, and she didn't even bother to tell him that they would not be working out. She's just like, no, I'm just gonna waste your time. So I mean, she just wants the gossip anyway. So she makes him a cup of tea. And, you know, they start to gossip.
Yeah, she's like, so I will pay you hourly rate. Don't worry, darling. $9,000? It's like, it's $100. $100, then take it. Let's talk about Shishu. So she's like, tell me what's going on. Are you working tonight? And he's like, I'm working Charlie tonight. Yeah, I'm working gross. Charlie. Yeah. And she's like, oh, Charlie. And he's like, yeah, she's nice. And we've hung out a couple of times. And then we see a clip of this whirlwind romance at work. Brett's talking to Charlie and he's like, hey, you know, what are you up to? And she's like, work. I mean, if you guys are free tonight, you should totally come play with me. And he goes, well, you work? And she's like, yeah, I play while I work. And he's like, so you play with me? It's like, ugh.
It's so gross.
Like, just getting another disgusting guy doesn't mean you've replaced Jax, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I hate Jax, but, like, Jax is a certain kind of case. Has Brett lied about serving in the military for 4 years? Has he? Like, has he made any kind of an effort to be a Jax other than just being disgusting?
Yeah.
I need more from you, Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. I think there's going to be plenty of layers of disgust that we will expose with Brett. I mean, just look at him. There'll be a lot for us to go through. So so Lisa says like, oh Brett, why don't you look outside of Sir for your romantic interests? It's not like I engineered this situation at all. Oh. Sorry, Ronnie has a full mouth of smoothie. One of the pleasures of Crap is on Demand is I can actually see when he is drinking, although it doesn't mean I bother to actually, you know, I should have kept vamping, but he literally has so much in his mouth and he's laughing so he can't swallow. So he's just struggling right now. He's trying to get together.
I added berries to my smoothie today. Oh. And these berry nut, these little berry seeds are no fucking joke. Like, you laugh the wrong way, you'll choke to death and they'll cut you going down too.
Ugh, I hate berries. You know that.
I do. I wasn't going to tell you, but I just had to give you a reason that it was taking longer than usual to get that smoothie down.
You were definitely like, it was caught. I can still, it's still in your teeth. I can still. I don't see it in your teeth, but I can see.
You can see me chewing those damn little seeds.
But I can see you. I saw you trying to like maneuver one out of your mouth right now.
God, no wonder they fight against disease berries. The berries or disease is probably like, ew, berries, ew, gross, let's leave.
So Lisa's basically hassling Brett, and she's about Sheena, and like, what about
Sheena?
Last
I saw, you were all over Sheena like a cheap suit. And he's like, let's just put this to bed, all right? Sheena forces you to coddle her. That's what she does.
Yeah, everyone knows that. So why did you go over to her house and make out with her and lead her on like that? Okay, you know that Sheena catches feelings quickly. She catches it faster than coronavirus.
Yeah, and then they laugh about how Sheena only hears what she wants to hear. And then they're like, ha, 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 Sheena. And then we cut to Dana and Charlie and Raquel going to work. And Max is going to work over at Tom Tom. Mm-hmm. And Katie and Tom come into Tom Tom. And Schwartz is like, I got to be honest about something, Max. I heard something and my feelings are a little bit hurt. I didn't hear it first. You guys are exclusive.
Yeah. And Max is, then we see a flashback. Well, it's not a flashback. I guess we go over to Dana and Raquel, and Dana's telling Raquel, so in a weird turn of events, we've decided to be exclusive. And Raquel's like, what's the news? We're exclusive. But then, no, I don't have, this is not hard copy. There's not an exclusive that we have. I'm saying we are exclusive. Raquel's like, potatoes.
You're like officially exclusive? Oh. Dana's like, yeah, he brought it up when we were talking and it like kind of caught me off guard. And like, I didn't know we were there yet, but like it just happened organically. So I was like, I don't know. Like, he's nice, I guess. So I don't know. And then it comes back to Max and he's like, what is exclusive? I don't even know what that means. And Katie's like, a relationship. And Schwartz is like, it means you're not putting a wiener into other people unless you're lost in a foreign country and don't remember where you've been.
Yeah. I think that's called a relationship also.
That's called the year you get married.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now Jax arrives at Sir, and he finds Tom. He's like, hey, can you come in the back? His voice is all high. Like, he's like, you want, can I speak to you in the back for a second? So they go to the Sir back alley. So we know shit's about to go down, because the back alley is where it all happens. And Jax is like, so you got anything to say after what happened the other night? Like, I'm sorry I made your fiance cry. That was wrong of me. I should check on how you are doing, Jax. Anything to say like that?
Yeah, and then he says, we found out our pastor lied, and we took care of it. Simple as that. He lied? What did he lie about? He didn't lie. Well, he said exactly what he felt, okay?
Yeah, exactly. I'm assuming what the lie is that when Brittany called him and said, hey, you said these things, are you homophobic? And the pastor was like, no, I'm not homophobic, let me be on TV. She was like, okay. And so they're like, oh, he lied, he said he wasn't homophobic. I'm assuming... But it's like, they're making it seem like they're the victim of the pastor's lie. But no. Like you said, the pastor did not lie. The pastor did not lie. You looked the other way.
But isn't it funny how this is a family friend, this pastor, and they love him so much. And, you know, he's just a man of God, and we can't blame him. But then Jax is like, he's a fucking liar. We got rid of him. Like, they immediately throw him under the bus.
Yeah, that too. They immediately just, yeah.
Tom's like, let me ask you something, Jax. He's like, if you're going to start deflecting, I'm fucking out of here right now. It's like, what are you? So then Tom's like, yeah, you know what? And he doesn't even say anything. And I rewound this 5 times. He doesn't say anything that brings up anything from Jax's past. And Jax goes, there we go. Bring up the past. Go ahead. And he goes, yeah, you know who doesn't like to bring up the past? Hypocrites and people with bad credit.
Wow, 2 for 2 with Jax, you know? And Jax goes, unbelievable. You know, he goes, Tom Sandoval can never tuck his tail between his legs and say, I'm wrong. He's never lived in his life, never once in his life apologized without saying but afterwards. I'm like, well, on the flip side, you got Jax, who's so used to saying I'm wrong and I'm sorry that it doesn't even have any sincerity to it. So, like, who are you to judge?
Yeah, and he's like, you know what? Sometimes it's okay to say sorry. Like, maybe I was wrong, you know? Maybe I was right, maybe I was wrong. But, like, is it worth it to see my friend upset on his wedding day? And Tom's like, no, that's why I brought it up at Peter's birthday 30 feet away from everybody else. And he's like, no, you know what to me it sounds like? It sounds like, and he starts doing that like conspiracy thing where he's like tapping the sides of his head. He's like, you know what? It seems like some kind of motive, like you're trying to get at me. And Tom's like, when have I ever gone out of my way to sabotage you other than that time with the Miami guy, which was pretty good. That was a golden. That was golden.
And Jax, who is the king sabotager, regardless of who it is, anyone who's doing well, he will undermine. I can't even come up with examples because there's so many, but I'm just even thinking about like the year that they were doing well with like TomTom was going to be happening, and then Jax was doing, had nothing to do. He was just always trying to sabotage everything. And Jax wasn't the one who was broadcasting about, I can't remember, about Ariana and Lala eating each other. I don't know. I guess Tom did that too. The point is this. Jax is the sabotage. He's the saboteur. He is the one who was undermining his friends for years and years and years, and also fucking them over, sleeping with girlfriends and spreading rumors and all that shit. He is the ultimate sabotager.
Yes. And so he's like, you know, this is like the 40th time of me sitting here waiting for your text. Like, I'm sorry. Just a little I'm sorry. That's all I'm looking for. And I get nothing. And you put me in this position. It's my wedding.
It's my one day in my life. My freaking week. Oh, my God.
And I love it. I love just how Jax thinks. He says, it's the one day in my whole fucking life that's my fucking week.
Yeah. Sandoval's like, do you even know me? Do you even know me, bro? Do you even know me? Do you know me? Do you know me? Do you know me? He's like, no, I don't know who you are. Fucking Jax. Yeah. So Jax is like, he keeps saying. So Sandoval's basically like, oh, Jax keeps on saying it's his day. It's been his day for over a year now. And then we see a montage of Jax and Brittany, like all the events that they forced all of us to watch and all their friends to go to over and over and over again. It was like, it's our wedding. Can't we just have this one moment?
Yeah. And Tom's like, well, if that's the kind of friend you want, it's just going to agree with you and never ask questions, then you can have that, Jax. I'm not ever going to be that way. And he's like, it's your tactic, bro. You're like, you're the only person I'm having a problem. The only person I'm having a problem with is you. It's you, all right?
What about your mom?
Well,
what
then
about
he
your
brings
mom?
That up. He's like, and I'm supposed to have you at my wedding? I'm not even having my own mother at my wedding because I don't want to deal with that shit. Do you think I'm going to have you there?
Mm-hmm. So he basically cuts out people that he has issues with, and people who he has issues with are people who have called him out for who knows
people
what.
People have called him out on his shit, yeah.
Yeah, because I still don't buy his whole story about what happened with him and his mom. I think there's more to it, and I think that there's more to it than that, like, she just didn't call or whatever. Like, I don't buy it.
I don't either. So Jax is like, I can't believe I have to do this a week and a half before my wedding, but you sealed your fate. I'm like, what is this, Top Chef? Like, who? What are you even saying right now?
Is this like Game of Thrones? Is he being sent north of the wall because he, like, dared to speak up against Sam's dad or something?
He's like, Tom, he's like, I can't. Please pack up your hair iron and go.
Did you mean to be unsupportive to Jax? So he's like, yeah, man, I can't have you at my wedding. And Sandoval's like, I'm sorry. I was upset, dude. It bothered me, man. And he basically is like reiterates that he thought that, you know, Jax wants... He basically says, you know what? Like, Jax is coming down hard on me because he wants to distract for how poorly he handled the pastor, which is 100% correct.
Yeah. And so Jax is like, well, you have a job to do. I have a car to drive and a kind of brown line of Coke on the glove compartment. It's probably expired. It's waiting for me. So, so he leaves in his big, stupid, terrible fucking car.
Muscle car.
I hate that car.
Stupid muscle car.
Oh,
muscle
cars. That car.
Everyone who drives them are assholes. And if you're not an asshole driving a muscle car, A, you might be an asshole. You don't realize it. Or B, you have to just accept the fact that people are going to think you're an asshole.
You're an asshole.
Because that's the deal with muscle cars. And Jax has a new muscle car every time we see him.
Yeah, I was going into Home Goods yesterday. I know it's a shock, everybody. And I was going through the little crosswalk, you know, across the street. On the lines, though, the crosswalk lines. And one of those cars pulls up, and it, like, was slowing down, but it went... at me, and I stood there. I stopped, and I just looked at it. Like, are you fucking kidding? And it just was like... like, go ahead, hit me. I'm almost 300 pounds. I dare you. Okay.
Yeah.
I dare you to put your muscle car up against the house that Domino's built. Bitch. Bring it.
Yeah. And every time we have this rant, people, we get messages or we'll get comments like, I actually drive a muscle car. I'm sorry if it offends you. I'm sorry, but you just have to know what the rest of us think when we see your car go by. We just think you're an asshole. You may be a perfectly lovely person, but you're associating with an asshole. It's just that's just the way it is. I'm sorry. Just know that.
And here in my notes, I put, later, research Jack's sugar daddy. Research arrest records. Research Jack's military service lies. I don't know why. Like, what am I going to build a case against Jax? I just thought, you know, that'll make me feel better after this episode. And it really did. It really did. So Brett,
we go over to Sir.
Yeah, we go over to Sir, and Brett pulls Charlie aside. He's like, so how's your day going?
Yeah, he's got, like, this greasy tendril of hair that hangs down. It's, like, intentional because you see it, like, you see that he tells the barber, don't cut this. So it's this one strand. And from some angles, it could look really hot, you know, like an international mail catalog. But from other angles, it just looks like a greasy, like, weeping willow over his face. And it's just, like, dangling there close to Charlie's face. And, yeah, he's trying to flirt with her, and all I'm seeing is just, like, 3-day-old Vidal Sassoon crusted onto this tendril as it's hovering over people's cocktails at the bar.
Yeah, he's like, well, listen, we haven't had a chance to get to know each other, so, like, if you want to, like, have, like, dinner, like... And she's like, okay. And she tells us, Brett is nothing like the guys I've dated. I like tatted, masculine. I call them rough boy hands, okay? Like, Brett to me has, like, soft boy hands. But, you know, this millionaire I met at a party said, like, this girl's such an L.A. asshole. This girl is such an L.A. asshole. It's, like, the worst stereotype of people in L.A. She's like,
but this episode made me like her more, I have to say.
Me too. Well, that's why we watched
this
show.
Just because of her disdain for Brett. Yeah.
Right. So but anyway, that's why we watched this show. We love the terrible people on it. And she is one. She's like, but a millionaire I met at a party said, you always say yes to everything
at
once because it keeps him guessing the second, third, and fourth time. And that was the first night I did anal. So, yes, I will go to dinner with you, sir.
I'm like, girl, you got sexually harassed. She met a millionaire at an Emmy party, and he said, you have to say yes to everything, so it keeps people guessing. I'm like, were you talking to Harvey Weinstein? Who were you talking to who was like, you should say yes to this right now? Of course. Of course it's a millionaire at an Emmy party.
Yeah.
But she's like, but either way, she said yes to this date. And I really like that she clearly does not like Brett. And we see more of that later. But I like that she's like, I'm normally like a guy who's masculine.
Yeah.
You know, someone who doesn't look like Dory. You know, that's what I'm into.
Yeah. She's like, I think I can squeeze it into my calendar. And he goes, that was interesting. She walks off. So let's go to Bottlefish.
Ooh, Bottlefish. So it's dinner with Randall and Lala and Brittany and Jax. And Jax, like, Randall and Lala walk in, and Jax is already, he's fuming from earlier today. And he's like, I've been burned by Sandoval multiple times. He's burned multiple bridges. You slept with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
He slept with his girlfriend.
Jax, you know, getting dressed up for this fine dining dinner that he's not going to have to pay a dime for. Like, you couldn't put on a decent shirt. Really?
I know.
He's just in some shitty t-shirt. And
Brittany's dressed like Maleficent, by the way. She's wearing black with this giant collar. And
don't you ever compare Brittany to my idol, Maleficent. Maleficent, I love her.
My bad. Okay, so how about instead she's dressed like the bad guy from The Great Mouse Detective?
Well, she's dressed like Facelephant. She's like Facelephant, like just the dress barn version of Maleficent.
The dress barn version. That okay, that tracks. That's better. I mean, actually, Jax is more of a Radigan anyway, let's be honest.
Yeah. So they take Brittany's like, I need a shot. And she takes a nice shot, chilled shots that they have delivered to the table. And Jax is like, All right. So I went to Sir to tell Tommy's no longer at the wedding, and I was like, do you have anything to say? And he's like, no. He doesn't even care. Which is not true.
What is he supposed to care about, by the way?
He actually did say he was sorry. He's like, yeah. And even if I did invite him to the wedding, you know what? Like, I'm not going to invite him. He's out of it completely. And I said, all you had to do is text me and say sorry. That's all you had to do. And he said, you know what? I'm upset about it. And I was like, you're upset? Or he has to be Mr. Investigator. Yeah, why don't you figure out your own girlfriend's issues? Like, first of all, figure out what sexuality she is, because she changes it every fucking day. Like, oh, okay. Is it only okay to be bisexual when you're paid to bottom, you motherfucker? Fuck you. Who says that?
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you. And also a way to expose your hypocrisy with this pastor. You know, like, say, oh, well, we didn't realize he was homophobic until, like, and then we fired a student. And then you just say something that's homophobic right then and there. Right there. Right there. What a fucking asshole. To Lala, who is now bi. So, like...
Well, to Lala, who does nothing for anybody except just sit there with a guy that is paying for her to basically marry him and the friends that she's kissing their ass so that she can have friends on TV. I mean, Jesus Christ. Anybody have a GoFundMe to pay Lala for a decent opinion on this show?
What happened to Lala's new wave feminism or whatever she called it, right?
It was all bullshit.
She just sort of sat there and
smiled.
It's
always been bullshit, her fucking feminism.
Yeah. And Brittany's like, you know what? It's okay for Sandoval to ask me questions, but the way that he did it. And Jack's like, no, it isn't. Stop making excuses. Now you're making me look stupid. Stand up for me. I was like, oh my God, what a fucking asshole. This is codependency. By the way, red flags everywhere. This is codependency. This is why they're messed up. And this is why he's going to be able to cheat on her thousands of times, because he always plays these mind games where it's like, but what about me? You're not standing up for me. It's just, it's obnoxious. And he's like, you're always spinning things. And she goes, no, whatever you decided, I was going to support you because you've been his friend for 20 years. And he goes, if you say the sky is green, it's green. I do whatever you want. I'm like, except let her have an opinion, clearly.
Yeah.
Asshole.
He's like, yeah, I support you through anything. And Randall's like, guys, come on. At the end of the day, look, it's your wedding. Like, wake up tomorrow. Like, no more. It's your day. Make sure to get that $50,000 to Fafty before he kicks my fucking ass. Or you just do make a list. And then we get to the orders, which, I mean, listen, we've listened to a lot of Real Housewife orders over the year. And I'm not a thin person. I'm an eating person, okay? I'm proud of it. But good Lord, Rand. And I just sit there like, Lala, of course, is just like, would you like 4 fried chickens instead of 2? Because the sooner you go, the sooner that mansion is mine. Okay?
Yeah. So. He literally is like, could I get a fried chicken sandwich without the bread? I'm like, glad to see you're being carb conscious, I guess. And even Jax looks at Randall like, dude. He's like, I'm Jax, even I know what you're doing makes no sense.
Well, he says without the bread, but he wants double the fried chicken. That's what he did.
I didn't even. Well, because I saw the two fried chickens
that
came.
For an extra fried chicken.
Because I saw that two came. I didn't hear him actually say, sub the bread for two. It's just.
Yeah, he said, don't give me the bun. Just give me double the fried chicken.
Yeah, wow. That's when you can tell that he is very secure with his place with Lala.
Yes. So then,
he's like, whatever, I don't care.
Did Harvey Weinstein ever do a push-up? No.
That's why he had his walker until he was found guilty.
I know,
and didn't need
poor
it anymore.
Thing, poor Harvey.
Poor Harvey. So now they start talking about Ariana. Like, Ariana now still hasn't called Britney. Wow, I can't believe Ariana hasn't called Britney. You would think that Ariana would call Britney. You know, 2 seconds ago, you were just saying, why don't you support me, Brit? Why don't you support me? Did it ever occur to you that maybe she's supporting her boyfriend? I mean, like, the hypocrisy on these idiots is, like, out of control.
Yeah, and Lala's like, well, I just think she's a wet blanket. I wouldn't want her at my wedding. You know, Lala, it's really sad watching Lala over the years because Lala seems like a very nice, likable girl, you know? But she's such an asshole on this show, you know? It's like the girl that gets bullied by all these mean, horrible trolls, and you're rooting for her, and then she just takes the side of the trolls and says whatever they want. You know, she doesn't care who she's screwing over, what friends who have helped her out and been cool to her and talked to her even when nobody else would on this fucking show. And then you just throw them for no reason, you know? Like, I wouldn't want her at my wedding. Like, kick her out. And she Oh, go ahead.
No, just say, like you said, like, when Tom and Ariana were the only people who would talk to her. Like,
yes, she wouldn't even still be on this show. And she's like, well, that girl's boring. So, like, there's a fun version of her who's, like, twerking on you. But then she's like, you know, it's like she's not happy for her friends.
What? And what does Ariana have to be happy with for Lala? What is Lala doing that, like, that she's not receiving enough happiness from Ariana? Like, what great things is Lala up to?
Yeah, and since when hasn't Ariana supported you in your D-list Harvey Weinstein relationship? Give me a fucking break.
Yeah, and so then then Lala just goes further, and she says that Tom and Ariana just don't want to see their friends do well, which is like... That to me is like classic projection of jealous friends who see that Tom and Ariana are actually doing very well. Tom has a bar. I mean, yes, it's Tom and Tom, but it's really Tom Sandoval. They've got a book. They have a really, really good relationship with open communication and everything. And now everyone's saying, oh, they don't want us to do well. I'm like, y'all are just projecting because you're unhappy in all your situations.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, they live on this high horse together where we just all want to cut them. What are you talking about, Lala? You're sitting in your fucking house in Bel Air that you fucked your way into and carrying around purses that cost more than a small child. Give me a break. What work have you done here? And she's the one always walking around trying to judge everybody and blah, blah, blah. Whatever. I don't even have it in me to be mad at Lala because there's so many other people that are horrible. And then Jax comes back to the table with Rand. Gee, I wonder what they were doing in the bathroom, you know? It's like Jax gets every fucking free thing he can, even when it comes to peeing. You know, he's always going to get the best line.
Jax has decided that now that Tom is not in the wedding, that he wants Randall to be in the wedding, etc. So he's gonna pop the question at Randall. But first, double fried chicken! Yeah!
Now we're gonna live! Let's party!
Wow, Rand just like ruined fried chicken. He ruined it. One of life's delicacies. He ruined it for all of us.
So Jack's like, I hate to interrupt, but I made a decision. I wanted to have Randall in my wedding for a long time. And the only reason I didn't is because I thought he was in production for something. And Brittany's like, yeah, we'd love you so much. You have no idea, Rand. Yeah. And Jax goes, I could not have been more wrong about a person in my life. So then he tells us the story of why he loves Randall. He goes, so Jax.
He goes, you know, I've known Randall for about 2 years, and he's just a giver, you know? He's flown us to Mexico, to the Bahamas, to Miami, and we just became friends, you know, naturally. I'm like, yeah, he bought his friendship with you. Do you not see that?
Yeah,
he's
so
just a giver.
We're all natural, organic things stem from. Private plane rides.
Yeah, yeah. I just... He's a giver, Ronnie. He's a giver.
But, you know, as Jax is a creature of habit, and he's in front of, you know, a fat older man with a lot of money and power, so he's immediately down on his knees.
Yes. So we go over to TomTom, and Ariana and Sandoval and Bo and Katie are all there. It's sort of like Bo's just there. This is very much like a sitcom. Like, it's, you know, in sitcoms, a scene opens and there's like four people sitting at a table talking. You don't know why they're all sitting together, what brought them there, but they're there. So Bo's just hanging out.
Hanging out with the biggest hair he can muster. He's like, you know what? I may not have a lot of lines on this show, but I'm going to have some really big fucking hair. All right. And you're just going to deal with that.
Yeah. He's like, I just made some Melba toast and now I'm ready to celebrate.
Some Melbo toast.
Melbo toast with some elbow macaroni. So, so basically Ariana tells the group that Jax disinvited Tom, and Katie's like, it's Jax's wedding and he can cry if he wants to, but I think he took it a little too far, says Katie, right, who is also a bridezilla. Tea towels and a wedding on Wednesday. We will never forget.
Yeah. It says Katie, who wasn't sitting there fanning these fumes this whole time. Sure, Katie. But you know, and by the way, say that at least Katie is pretending that she's a good person, which we know is a lie, and that she was fanning these flames, and I don't buy it for a second, so shut the fuck up, Katie. But it's still funny because, like, she's at least, that awareness has at least dawned on her that, like, maybe I should at least pretend to be a nice person. So you know what? Baby steps.
No, I agree. And also, you know, what I really liked is just now you accidentally said fanning the fumes instead of fanning the flames. You then corrected it to fanning the flames. But I was like, that really works because it is fanning the fumes. This is a situation where there are fumes and they are being fanned. You know, when you're talking about Jax and Brittany, those are fumes, full on toxic fumes.
Yeah.
Sorry, you got berries in your mouth again. I tried to draw that one out so that way you could chew your berries.
No, I was chewing them slowly because I was watching you.
Yeah.
On my television.
So Tom Sandoval tells Tom Schwartz that he's not invited to the wedding anymore. And so Schwartz is trying to, like, deal with the situation. And he's like, why didn't you reach out right afterwards and say the timing was off? Why did you have an accusatory tone? I have to be best man all alone. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to tie my shoes. Oh! And he's, like, literally about to cry. Like, it's like a kid being told that the trip to Disneyland is off.
He is crying. They're both crying. Him and Tom are both crying. They're actually really cute.
It was sad. Well, at this point, I guess I forgot because at this point it looked like he was going to cry, and then they do cry. And so then when they did start to cry, I was like, oh, they really are crying, and this is sad.
Yeah.
Like friends, you know?
He's like, why did you, you know, and Tom's like, don't act like you don't fucking agree with what I was saying. He's like, I don't agree. I mean, I don't like you insinuating. And he goes, it's not insinuating. If you type in Jackson Brittany, all of these tweets pop up immediately and they're pretending they don't know about it. And he's like, yeah, but you were accusatory. What you're supposed to do when there's hateful people is just stand there and let them do whatever they want. That's how American history works.
Yeah. So Tom
fucking
Schwartz is like,
pussy. Oh. This whole cast, bunch of fucking pussies. You know, you're not going to stand up for the right thing because you're just afraid of not getting more airtime. It's just so lame. It's hard to watch, especially with Tom Schwartz, who's decent. I'm like, can you at least do what you do and cheat on Katie, please, and redeem yourself a little bit this season?
Do what you do and cheat on Katie. Come on. So Tom Schwartz is like, but I don't even know how to be a best man. And Tan Duvall's like, dude, yes, you do. I'll show you. You have the strength to be a best man. And they're like crying because he's like, I'll show you. I'll Skype in. I'll show you everything you have to do. I'll show you how to tie your shoes. And he's like, I don't even know how to tie a bow tie. Don't worry, dude. I'll tie all the bow ties ahead of time. Don't worry about it. Oh, but how do I put on a jacket? I'll make a YouTube tutorial. You'll see how to put on your jacket. And what about cufflinks? I'll do that too. I'll do all of it for you, bro. I will.
It literally is that. It's like, how long until the next scene where everybody's trying to convince us that Tom Schwartz actually does 50-50 of the work in this relationship?
I know. It was like simultaneously hilarious that Tom Schwartz is just so defenseless in this world, but then also so sweet to see the way Tom Sandoval just wants to take care of him and do things for him.
Yeah. But again, this could have all been solved if you just went to your friend and said, hey, look, man, you can't just kick our best friend out of the wedding. We're all three best friends. I can't stand in your wedding if you're kicking Tom out over something so stupid. But no, you don't have any fucking balls. You know, as long as you get that airtime and you get to go.
And notice, by the way, that Tom Sandoval does not turn to Tom Schwartz and say, you have to pick a side between me or Jax. Like, you should be supporting me. Notice that he does not do that, which is what Jax would have done if there had been a situation. And Sandoval and Schwartz are arguably closer. They're business partners. That's, you know, just look at the difference in how they handle these situations.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, on the highways of Los Angeles, hi, it's Sheena. Driving in the car, taking a call from Brett. I'm just driving home from Azusa, and I'm going to grab some ingredients for, like, my favorite enchiladas. And I don't know what you're doing tonight, but I'm going to be making them, and my cat's going to watch, and I'm going to put on some Britney Spears. We're just having a great time. Good as gold enchiladas.
Yeah, who doesn't want to drive to fucking Marina Del Rey for some old El Paso out of a jar enchiladas? Sounds great, Sheena. I know. I don't know how he's passing one up.
And you know they're, like, low fat, low everything. It's just, like, tortilla chips stuffed with, like, a single cherry tomato.
Yeah, we saw them last year. Yikes. So Brett's like, actually, I'm going out with that girl, Charlie, you know, from Sir. She's like, yes, I know Charlie. She's my friend. I mean, I think it's kind of weird that you're, like, going out with her because you were saying, like, you're not attracted to her. She does her makeup bad.
I just think that, like, you'd be better as friends because she's, like, a lot younger than you. And if, like, you're going to go on a date, you need someone who's, like, a little more mature and, like, not, like, an adorable, like, a little club rat. Just, like, someone who's, like, cool and can make amazing enchiladas and has her own copy of Scattergories. That's what I'm saying. Ah.
I love that she said she does her makeup bad. That is so funny. Because I saw this on Facebook, too. Thanks, Facebook. You teach me everything I know. But someone put on Facebook that his ex-girlfriend is, like, a YouTube makeup girl. You know, she's like one of those YouTube makeup artists. He's like, oh my God, she can't even do her makeup.
So then Sheena's like, I can't see Brett and Charlie together. Like, maybe physically, but, like, not personality-wise. I'm like, you think he wants to get together for personalities? Physically is all he's looking for.
No one will shoot
with him. He has a greasy tendril.
Yeah, no one will fucking shoot with him, Sheena, if that's what's going on. There's only so many arts and crafts days you can have at Villa Rosa, you know?
Yeah. As your friend, keep your guard up. You know what it made me think of? In the very beginning of the season, in the season premiere, there was, like, all this talk about, you know, Sheena and Max and the Apple Watch and all that stuff. And then that, like, there was going to be a group of them going to Palm Springs and Max was going to go. Remember, there was all that talk. And it's like, and you know, because Max was Dana and Dana was like, you're going to go to Palm Springs with Sheena and it's going to be okay. And notice that we actually never saw that trip. I wonder if they cut it because of the controversy with Max and Brett.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Because,
like, probably.
Just wondering. Just one of those really
inconsequential
questions.
Yeah, because it seems like they would be doing
questions.
That to shoot it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it probably would have been very intense with them. So they probably cut that out. Just wondering. Just as someone who's a completionist, I just sometimes need to know these things.
And it ends in such a Sheena way. He's like, look, Sheena, I'm just trying to get to know her better. And she goes, yeah, well, I mean, I guess we're all just getting to know each other better. So, cool. And then she, like, leans on the side of her car while she drives to look as, like, calm as she can. And she just looks so not cool.
Oh, so, Sheena. Yeah. She's like, yeah, no, I'm, like, totally cool. I'm not going to, like, cry into my enchiladas tonight or anything. Not at all.
Yeah.
So now we go back to Brittany and Jax. Brittany and Jax are at home, and Tom and Peter come over to try on their suits. Tom Schwartz, they come on to try on their suits. And, you know, and once again, Jax is complaining. Woe is Jax. He's like, I didn't get to do anything for this wedding. Like, she got to pick everything. The only thing I got to do is pick out suits. I didn't even get to do that. She said, these are the two suits. I didn't get to do anything. And this is, like, my day. This is, like, my week, okay? And I never get a day or a week and a year, okay? It's basically my year and, like, we all know it's, like, my decade. Like, let me have my decade, okay?
Yeah. You just showed up to a fine dining restaurant in a t-shirt. So I'm with Brittany on that one. So Ariana comes over. And, of course, they're doing this while the guys are trying on their suits. Because what other time could they possibly find to talk, you know? Like, let's make sure it's a time where Ariana's going to feel like extra shit, you know? So she comes over. And Brittany's like, hello! which is like Britney trying to sound mean, but she really can't, you know?
Yeah.
And Ariana's like, hi. Well, first of all, it's my birthday on Friday and everyone's invited. And Peter's like, oh, that was such a weird situation. So,
yeah,
it's really weird.
As someone who takes being a groomsman very seriously, I have to say, this is awkward. Wow. Yeah.
So Brittany and Ariana are in the bedroom talking, and Brittany tells us, I do love Ariana, but sometimes she just puts her walls up. You're such a moron. Are you repeating bachelor speak? Like, can you get through one thing without being a fake ass ever?
Yeah. And again, Brittany's like, you know, it hurt my feeling that you didn't reach out to me. I'm like, because she was pissed at you guys, and because you guys treated her boyfriend, her serious boyfriend, unfair, and for you to make all this stuff, talk about how you have to support Jax, and then not expect Ariana to do the same is totally irrational and unreasonable.
Yeah, so, and so Ariana's like, yeah, but Brittany, I heard you were saying you wanted Jax to hit Tom. And then we hear that, the Bravo thing.
Yeah.
And then downstairs, Jack's like, what's going on up there, man? What's going on? Freaking out that he can't have control over this one thing. So Brittany's like, well, it just bothers me because Tom knows us. Sandoval knows us. She's like, yeah, he knows your hearts, but like he was bothered because he's seeing all this stuff that this guy said, and he's thinking like, oh, great, this guy's going to be there. And she's like, yeah, he probably would have been because I didn't see those comments. If I seen those comments, I would have done this months ago. Like, right. Yeah. Okay, Brittany.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Just so you know, you were on national TV being questioned by Andy Cohen about the comments. So,
yes.
So you calling up the guy and saying, hey, I saw that you said that gays are seen and bringing sin to this world and the downside of society. Are you homophobic? No, not at all. Okay, great.
Trans people shouldn't have the right to piss. Hey, parents, if you think your son is acting a little too girly, take him to do some manly things, like throw a ball. Like, yeah. You never thought that anyone thought of that.
So Ariana basically says, listen, I don't think that Brittany saw those comments, but I also think that she went out of her way to make sure she wouldn't see them. So I think that's probably pretty true. And then downstairs, Schwartz is trying to sort of get Jax to change his mind. He's like, oh, Bubba Jax, I knew you were huffing and puffing, but I didn't think you'd disinvite Tom. And Peter's just like, wow. Wow, the importance of being a groomsman has never been more evident than at this moment. Wow.
Yeah. And Schwartz is like, yeah, but like he took it really hard, man. Like he was crying. And Jack's like, yeah, but Tom could be crying suddenly because like there's a dog outside. Like,
yeah.
Another Meanwhile, great argument from Jax. Another, you know, why isn't he a part of the Good Wife cast argument from Jax?
And meanwhile, you know, Jax would be the first person to be like, Brittany was sobbing. She was sobbing. You know, it's like, well, she also cries easily. So, enough said. So, anyway, Ariana's telling Brittany.
Sorry. Like, we can't jump ahead yet. Because first, Short's like, okay, it's the last time I'll bring it up. But are you sure? And Jack's like, I'm sure. He's out. And Peter goes, so who's going to be your best man now? And Jax is like, oh, you know what? I've always wanted Rand. Like, I'm going to just stick with Tom for my best man. But Rand is coming in. And Peter's just like, oh, all right.
Waiting in the wings. Always a bridesmaid, never a best man. So then Ariana, yeah, poor Peter. He put in a lot of time in this show and still not even getting, you know, up to best man. Too bad.
God,
so
you follow a group of boys around for years to catch the residual pussy and you can't even get the leftovers. So sad.
It's so sad. So Ariana's like, she's up there and she's like, listen, I want to be there for you, but I just would feel uncomfortable without Tom there. And Brittany's like, yeah, but I mean, you're a bridesmaid, you're not just a guest. It's kind of a big deal. I mean, this tears me up inside that this is happening. I am crying right now. Please stop acting like you just invited Ariana to join, you know, the royal family. Okay, like she's a bridesmaid at like at a podunk wedding in a fake castle. Okay, this is not a great honor. Actually, I'm not even sure joining the royal family is a great honor. Whatever a great honor would be, Medal of Freedom, which is also apparently not as ruined a little bit of its honor lately as well. Whatever the honors are, you're not giving it. Brittany. Like, you invite her to be a bridesmaid. You have 20 bridesmaids. Do you not remember that? You have, like, 25 bridesmaids, and you gave them all shitty flowers and bell jars, okay? This is not an honor. It's a nuisance.
Ariana's an asshole if she goes with that. Without her partner. That's bullshit. If someone is disinvited like that to a wedding and you're like, okay, but I'll still come. No, fuck that. And fuck you for not standing up for him. Like, you
should. Let's not forget James and Raquel.
Yeah.
What happened there?
Yeah, I don't like that. But at least in that situation, I think that situation is a little different because even though I say stand by your partner, James has done such vile things to get, like, I get why, like, okay, after 2 years of her never being able to go anywhere, that she's part of this friend group now, that she would, Raquel would be like, okay, well, if you're still going to act like an asshole to people, I'm going to start going to these parties, you know? But, like, yeah. A huge thing like a wedding over something so trivial. And it's bullshit that Brittany's even asking her to do that.
And that Brittany is, like, really, she's just so self-involved about this wedding that, like, the idea that someone would spurn, would forfeit the great opportunity to be one of her 45 bridesmaids is so horrific to her. I mean, it's just beyond obnoxious.
Yeah. Love moves fast like a new roller coaster. Don't hold back, make a splash with the moster. What? I mean, Trixie, what? Make a Trixie's splash with the moster.
So we're on a date with Brett and Charlie, and Brett has taken Charlie to Cafe Gratitude, truly one of the worst places on the planet. Like the worst. So obnoxious, this place. I mean, the food's nice, but I think we've talked about this place before in the podcast that all the menu items are affirmations.
Yes.
So if you notice in this, you'll notice in this episode, I forget the name of her. She got a smoothie that was like, I am assertive smoothie. So everything is called like, I am peaceful. I am happy. I am thoughtful. And you're like, what the fuck is an I am thoughtful? And it's like, oh, it's a kale salad. It's just so annoying.
And then if you go to the help cafe, it's just like, you is, you know? You is smart. You is pretty.
And then, by the way, when they bring you the check at Cafe Gratitude, they say, but here's your check, and I'm just going to leave you with our question of the day. What have you done for you today? All right, I'll be back to pick this up later. And you're like, stop it. Get out of here.
Yeah, you're in Los Angeles. Just want to make sure that you've been selfish enough today and thought about yourself enough, unlike everybody else in Los Angeles.
It is just such an insufferable place. I'm like, it's like, you know what? You just charged me $45 for 3 pieces of corn and a tortilla. Okay, which is not unlike Sheena's enchiladas. Yeah. So
then Charlie's like, I'm a Hispanic girl from Barstow, so this hippy-dippy pay me $60 for a fucking smoothie shit is some white girl problems. Like, that's some white girl shit, okay?
So she's sitting there with Brett, and she's like, yeah, I'm, like, super picky. I just tried an avocado this year, and I've never had pasta either. So, and he's like, wait, what? Oh, what am I taking on a date right here? But oddly enough, at this point, I'm now pro Charlie. So when she said that, I was like, good for you for sticking to your guns and not tasting foods you don't want to have. Good for you.
Also, I'm guessing Charlie must have had a mother who is, like, really worried about weight. Because what Hispanic child grows up without ever tasting an avocado? That's just crazy. Like, hello, guac. Like, that's nuts. The pasta I can almost get. But at this point, I'm like, your mother has been counting your calories since you were a baby. Mine has, too. Unfortunately, I went the other way. I was like, fuck you, you know, and ate everything. But she didn't. Yeah. So I guess that kind of raising children does work on some people.
Yeah, I'm very confused how someone could go 20 years without having pasta once. Like, not a meatball and spaghetti. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't realize that spaghetti is pasta or that mac and cheese is pasta. As Andy Cohen would say, a lot to unpack here. Ugh.
And Brett's so, like, well, I'm Italian. We eat pasta like with a spoon. I'm like, that doesn't work for pasta, Brett.
Yeah.
Poor dumb Brett.
Eating it.
Oh, yeah. They got the I am stellar and I am stellar. The waiter's like, here's your I am stellar and here's your I am stellar.
He's like, I didn't order an Amstel Light. No, I am Stella. I didn't order Stella either. I am Stella. You know what? Fuck this job. I'm going back to lemonade. So we find out Brett's from New Jersey, and he's only been in L.A. for 2 months.
Wow, what a coincidence. That's when you started shooting. Like, you guys don't have enough thirsty-ass, semi-cute people in Los Angeles to choose from. Why do you need to, like, go cast outside of the city? Come on.
Seriously. So he starts talking about his ex and how he was in a relationship for 5 years, and he keeps flashing this, like, creepy fake smile to show how sincere and what a good guy he is. And what I like is that Charlie just not only sees through it, is totally uninterested. She's like, you talk about your ex a lot. Like, and she's like, guys who talk about their ex, it's like, get over it, bro. And Brett's still trying to win us over. He's like, I just want genuinity in a person, you know, like some real emotion of positiveness, and I just want someone who has a lot of matureness, you know? You know what I'm saying, brah?
Yeah, he's like, when I'm in it, I'm in it, you know? He's like trying to do that, again, bachelor thing, where it's like, yeah, I'm so into women. I respect women. She's like, gross. That's disgusting. Yeah. She's like, okay, so what do you look for in a woman? He's like, well, when I was with my ex, and she's like, oh, God, Jesus Christ.
This is not only am I drinking this terrible $45 shake, but now I gotta listen to his ex, and he's like, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just a good guy at heart, you know, like, maybe some racist tweets.
Yeah, you know,
but
yeah.
Like, I'm a goof.
I hit the N-word on accident, you know, when I was
I'm
on Twitter.
Klutz.
Such a klutz.
I'm a klutz.
Such a klutz.
I meant to write, all those words supposed to say butterfly, and I'm just such a klutz with my fingers, and I'm just, you know, I'm a good guy, mama's boy, eat pasta, and my ex loves me for that, you know, and she's like, She goes,
God, wow, I don't even sit through a podcast for that long.
So. To his face, she says this. And I was like, we've been shitting on Charlie all season. I think I may have to now upgrade her, because the fact that she just said that to his face, and he didn't even seem to understand. He's like, yeah.
Okay. And so he's like, okay, so none of this is working. What else can I rely on? Let's talk shit about people at work.
Let's be messy.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, so I talked to Sheena today, and she's like mad that we're on a date. Like, she doesn't know you. She doesn't trust you. And Charlie's like, I hang with Sheena, so I don't understand why she wouldn't trust me. But you know what? I'm not going to be like, girl, I got your man. Like, if these girls are fighting over you, then they can have you.
So. Yeah. She's like, now I'm going to go back to listening to Lonesome Dove podcast.
Yes. I will be immediately calling Sheena to make fun of your stupid ass. Okay.
Exactly. So now we go over to Villa Rosa. And so Brittany and Jax show up. And Brittany's like, this is goals. This is goals. I've never wanted a Hanky and Panky just to unleash all their fury on that little bridge right there. I was like, take them. They're right there. Go for them now, little swans.
Yeah, but and I didn't. Like that Lisa has that little waiting room in the front of her house where she makes everybody sit while she comes out. Like, they can't go to the actual living room. They have, like, the little doctor's waiting room.
Yeah, and so they sit there, and I was, like, all, like, I was so excited to, like, do, like, a, because she was being all whispery, and she's like, stay there. So I was like, ooh, this is, I was, like, cracking up, and then it actually turned very sad because we found out that Lisa's mom died of deep vein thrombosis, of all things, which was just, sounds very, like, sudden and tragic. So she is obviously in a terrible state and will not be going to the wedding.
Yeah, she's like, the second thing is, I don't think I can make the wedding. Hit her, Jax! Knock her the fuck out!
You do realize that this is our day and we invited you to this. Yes, but I lost my mother. Well, Jax lost his father, so, I mean, it's kind of our day, Lisa. It's like, shut up, Brittany.
Get it together. But then Jax and Brittany go outside. Well, first of all, Jax gets up to hug her and she goes, no, no, stay there, which is hilarious. She's like, don't touch me. So finally he does get up and hug her or whatever. And then she's like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm just going to go upstairs. I can't. Okay. So she leaves and Jax sits down and he goes, yeah, maybe we should just leave. I'm like, she just told you to leave, idiot. So then outside, he's like, so you know, this is
when
the
perfect
leaving. Example, Britt. Sorry, we got frozen. What are you saying?
Yeah, we got all frozen. No, you were saying what I was going to say, so just continue.
Oh, sorry, we got frozen there a little bit. So she said, he's like, you know, this is the perfect example. That all this stuff right here, it's not worth it. You know, so you're thinking, oh, he's going to call Sandoval.
Like, yeah, don't get in these petty fights.
And he goes, yeah. I already took care of a family member and I took care of a friend. Who's next? You learned.
I was like, that's your takeaway. Your takeaway is that you need to be canceling more people out of your life. Great.
Yeah. Good.
Like, he literally, like, Lisa just lost her mom. She's crying. Her mom is gone. She will never have her mother again. And Jax is now doubling down on how awesome it is that he has canceled his mom out of his life. I mean, what an idiot.
Yeah, God.
So now we go over to Tom Tom. It's like Tom Tom and Sir. It's nighttime. So Dana calls up Max and she's like, hey, so you want to hang out tonight? He's like, I have to like work until 3 a.m. But like, I can come over at like 4 a.m. and we can have sex and stuff. She's like, that kind of sounds like a booty call, which, by the way, that's what your relationship was based off of. And he's like, okay. So she's like, Max is not prioritizing me the way I've been accustomed to being treated. And like, it's almost as if once we became exclusive, I've become less and less of a priority. Things have gotten worse. Like, what did you expect?
Yeah.
What did you expect? What was she expecting out of this?
Play stupid Maxes, win stupid Maxes. Like, what are you going to get? You're pathetic.
She's literally
like,
dating.
I can't even watch it. I can't even watch this be cast. Although Charlie did make me like her.
But I mean, like, you're dating one of the Weasels from Roger Rabbit. What did you expect?
Yeah, I can't feel for her. So the Toms are in the, I put Toms in closet. So, oh yeah, so they're talking, They're talking in the closet, and Schwartz is like, did you hear about Lisa? I did. And I was like, I'm so sorry about your mom. And then she sent me a little kiss emoji. And Tom's like, yeah, I think she needs like a vacation. And Schwartz goes, yeah, you do too. Cause I think this is like the first thing that I haven't seen you just like bounce back from.
Yeah. And you think that they're like going to be segueing into like the early season group vacation, but it never really quite gets there. I mean, I'm imagining Tom Schwartz probably said something like, I've got a great idea. Let's all go to vacation to the middle of Kentucky. And there's a castle. And we can all go, oh, gosh, we're already doing that. And you're not invited to it. Sorry, bro. Can you tie my bow tie? Thanks.
Yeah, he's like, now Randall's in the wedding replacing you. And Tom's like, I've been best friends with Jax for 20 years. And he's known Randall for 5 minutes. So that hurts.
Yeah. And basically, Sandoval's like, you know what, dude? Last year, Jax's dad died, and I couldn't say anything. And now this year, he's getting married, and I can't say anything. It's like a walk on eggshells, and Jax can just do whatever he wants. And exactly.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
And Schwartz is like, but it's a big deal for him. It's his wedding. I wish he could just, like, you know, go into beast man mode and be like, I'm a beast best man, and just, like, do whatever you have to do. Who cares who's getting hurt in the process? We don't even know any gay people anymore. The only trans person who's ever been on the show is already fired, bro.
Yeah, bro. So then, meanwhile, Ariana and Stassi and Lala take a table in Tom Tom. And Lala's like, so what are we doing? Talking shit? And all the girls go, yeah.
And you know it's a bad day for Ariana because this is like her mental health season and she's dressed like a member from Coven, you know, on American Horror Story. Nothing's going to end well. So Stassi's like, listen, I don't get along with Sandoval, but like he deserves to be at that wedding. So, and Ariana's like, well, I'm fucked either way. But then Lala and Stassi like, jump in and they're like, just say you're sorry.
Yeah, like why doesn't he just like roll over and just say sorry so that we can be there and everything? And Ariana's like, these girls are more concerned about what I'm supposed to do rather than like what I'm actually going through. And then Lala's like, shishu, skew, skew, pew, pew. I feel like you just don't enjoy us very much. Which is such a Kyle Richards thing to do, by the way. Like, now that Lala is, like, hanging with Rand, she's going to start talking like Kyle Richards, right? Put it all on Ariana when they're the girls who've been, like, not really having Ariana's back in any of this. So Ariana's like,
did you notice that Lala said, did you notice that she said, I think for all of us, this is, like, we're in this big dysfunctional family. Fucking Lala.
Dysfunctional.
Yeah, and so Ariana's like, well, I don't enjoy a lot of things, but, like, you guys wouldn't know that because we don't even talk. And they're like, but why don't we talk then? And she's like, I've considered driving off the freeway bridge, okay? So I don't talk to you about that because you call me Debbie Downer. And, like, you say it's safe, but it's not really safe to talk about. And then it's, like, clips of everybody talking about Ariana being boring and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, Stassi and Lala are both like, listen, we've been there. I've struggled with depression, anxiety, and everything. And Lala's trying to cry and stuff. And Ariana's basically like, fine, you want to hear what I really feel like? I feel like if I went there, I would be so miserable without Tom there, and I'd ruin it for everyone. You'd all say that I was Debbie Downer all over again. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, and Lala's like, listen, girl, I've only eaten out one girl besides you. I'm sorry, bitch, but we're close. It's like Lala's weird vag box greetings, you know?
Yeah.
She's the new Maxine.
So meanwhile, Sandoval is in the back, and he texts Jax. He goes, dude, I 1,000% respect your decision to not have me at the wedding. I'm most definitely really sad about it, but this is y'all's big day, and have a blast, and let me know if you need anything. And I guarantee Jax will still go on and say, he still never texted me. Even after all that, he never even texted. He never even tried to get back in the wedding. It's like, you know that Jax is going to do that.
Yeah, so Ariana's crying, and he's like, what is it? And she's like, oh my god, like, these fucking people, they weren't mean to me, they were really nice to me, but, like, why is everyone acting like this is some safe space? On what fucking planet is this a safe group of people to talk to? like, I can't, I just want to drive away from my life.
And it was this really, really sad thing where she basically is like, I want to leave my life. I want to go away. I want to, like, start a farm somewhere else. I want to gone girl it up. I just don't want to do this anymore. I want to leave my life. I want to leave my life. And you see Sandoval, and I thought it was such a sweet scene. And, you know, he's trying to be there for her. And, like, his heart is breaking, you can see. And you know, she's just in this really low place. And he's just trying to hug her and make her feel better. It was, like, really... I was really moved by this final scene of the episode.
Well, I really hope that these two take this time while everybody else is, like, being the popular group in Versailles, the trashiest fucking wedding venue. I hope that they take this time to really make the new cast happen and, like, go out with the new cast and start shooting with them and change it over, because that old cast is tired, exhausted, homophobic, like, just disgusting. They're tough to sit through at all anymore. Like, who cares what any of those people are going through? Now, I don't care what the new people are going through yet either, but, you know, I hope that they take this time to strategize a little bit and make something happen with these new people so they can, like, be the center of the newer show and get these...
Well, I'm sure they were trying to do that this season, and then freaking... You know, those tweets came up, and they had to sort of, like, minimize those guys' presence in the show. So I'm sure that kind of, like, messed up what they were going for on a certain level. Like, again, that Palm Springs trip. I'm sure there was a Palm Springs trip that was shot, and it was, like, character building, etc. And it kind of got pushed aside. I mean, the cast is also huge right now. It's another episode where we're not seeing James. We don't even see Kristen this episode. So there's, like, a lot that they're trying to juggle.
There's James, Kristen, there's Logan, Ariana's friend at the restaurant. You know, she's friends with a lot of people that aren't the main cast. You know, they hang out with a lot of the people that aren't, like, the main cast. They hang out with all the other ones. So I hope they choose some non-racist ones to make something happen.
Yeah. I didn't really follow the wedding of the century that carefully, but so I don't know if Tom and Ariana ultimately did go to it, but I feel like they probably did. I feel like next week there's going to be a thing where they are going to invite Tom and Ariana to it, so I'm not too concerned about that whole thing. But I really did appreciate Tom Sandoval telling Ariana that he would rather her live in her truth than, like, try to make other people feel better. I think those are great words to live by, and hopefully I can live in my truth, too. And my truth is that, like, I can't stand these Brittany and Jax right now.
My truth is I hate muscle cars.
And I hate muscle cars. That's my real truth. That is the thing that angered me the most about this episode.
Well, everybody, we sure love you. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for being with us on video. We are going to be back on video again tomorrow for Real Housewives of New Jersey season finale. Go over and get tickets for our show over at watchwithcrappins.com. Get these videos, get our bonus episodes. Our next bonus is a two-part road trip with us through Kansas to Nebraska. So that one was pretty fun. So we will see you guys tomorrow.
Bye, everyone. Have a great day.